Shakyamuni Buddha mantra, which is on page 183 in the gold prayer book. And if you're using one of the white binders, it's just on the first printed page. Page 183. We'll do this three times. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta turn to page 34. We'll do the four immeasurables, and that's just a little further down the page in the white prayer book. We'll do this once in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Then if you turn the page, we'll chant this in Tibetan, and it's just a little further down in the white prayer book. Sam Chen Tom Che De Wa Dong De Wei Yu Dong De further down the page in both books, we'll do Chen Rezig's mantra 8 times, followed by Green Tara's mantra 7 times.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om tari tu tari tu re so ha ha. Om tari tu re so 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 ha. Om tari tu tari tu re so ha.
Okay, the children can go to their classrooms. Is that what? Nothing special? No. Okay, great.
All of our sangha have one set.
Good morning. to start with short meditation, okay, silent meditation. So, Do you mind to take one moment to introduce to yourself, please? Thank you. So I'm going to read some from here, so then later on we have discussion, okay, here, so. Kaldı tadı iyice dumsuz, men çok düzeti was. So this is the name of this is the title of the book. Kalden means fortunate one. Fortunate one. Kalden means fortunate one. Or, Tard means like those who seek liberation. Who seek liberation, not like temporary happiness. No, liberation is like as a freedom from all the, you know, problems, not just, you know, like seeking freedom from headache, not like that, no, not temporary. So tarpa is moksha or liberation. So there is desire, those who desire for really liberation, not just, you know, temporary relief here, there. Kalden's fortunate one who desire for liberations. I'm just explaining the title of the books. Make sure that you don't think that I just made it up last night. Yiji dungsel. Yi means mind. Dung means no. Heaviness. Heaviness. How do you say heaviness? How do you say heaviness?
Heaviness,
yeah. When you feel heavy in your mind, heavy, you know, like overwhelmed, you know, like the thing that goes dung means, you know, like it lifts me sadness, the heavy heart. It is dung cell. Measure means best medicines eliminate has a heaviness in the heart, heavy heart. It is dung cell. Yi means mind. Dung means, you know, like that you feel something heavy in your mind, you know, could be caused by so many different things. Dung cell means eliminate. Men shok. Main medicine, chokma is the best medicines to eliminate the heaviness in your heart. Dujitiwa, duji means nectar, tiwa means rosary, the rosary of nectars. That's the name of the. So I don't know how to say it in one sentence, but you know, I just translate word by word. Rosary of nectar, duji amrita or nectar, rosary of nectars, which is like the best medicines to eliminate heaviness. How do you say heaviness?
Heaviness.
In the heart?
Mm-hmm.
In the heart.
You could say heavy heart.
Heavy heart. Those who know, like fortunate one who is seeking liberation. Okay. This is the title of the book, but it has many, many different sections. So. Then, you know, the many different, this book's quote many different, you know, like other books. So this one is quoting that one book written by Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha has written Chittajivya Tsum. That's the name of the book. So I'm saying in Tibetan, that's, I don't know how to translate, so it's called Chittajivya Tsum in Tibetan, okay. Something to think about, okay, something to think about, you and me, all of us, something to think about, what they are saying. So then maybe you know, have some kind of discussion. If you want all the happiness, that's what it means. If you want all the happiness, Kalde means if, Dewa, happiness, Kuin means all, De means desire. If you desire for all the happiness, deva tamje yongsupang. Deva means desire again. Yongsupang means abandon all the desire. That sounds good? Not easy, but you know, something to think about, okay? Even though now, right now, it's hard to do, but something to think about. What all this problem that we experience, what it's caused by? It's caused by what? So something to think about, you know. It's important to, according to Buddhism, especially according to Four Noble Truth, the teachings the Buddha taught, you know, after his enlightenment, Four Noble Truth. First one is called Truth of Suffering. You know, it's not like Buddha, okay, I already get enlightened, so now I want to make everybody depressed. That's why I want to talk about suffering, not because of that. No? So sometimes people misunderstood, but this Four Noble Truth teaching is very, very critical for our liberation. No? Without knowing the nature of, you know, complication, problems, we may not know what is the cause, what is caused by, you know, this problem is caused, what is the cause? See, the disease needs to be diagnosed, otherwise there will be no treat. How are you going to treat? There is no treatment. The way we diagnose, we look at the cause of the disease, you know. So if you really find out what caused that certain type of disease, you can, there's good possibility it can be healed. So therefore here, you know, thinking is not like thinking about the complication, the problem, it's not depression. I think if you don't understand the nature of the complication, nature of the problems, more likely you are not going to find the cause of that problem and complications. If you don't find the cause, there will be no freedom. there will be no freedom. So then all the treatment is like path, you know, path. Then when the disease is healed, that's kind of like cessations. So that's how, you know, that's why it's important to think about nature of, you know, not just think about, you know, suffering, but nature of problems. Then the cause. So then more likely, you know, you will, you know, find some remedy there. So there is no sensations, okay? So here, so just to think about, okay, Kalde Deva Kuin, you know, Deva Tamsi also, but I myself repeat this word again and again, but you know, sometimes it helps, you know, most of the time it doesn't help, but still saying the word, you know. Also, you know, you have like the coupon for pizza, two for Tuesday, you put in the refrigerator, so maybe we put in there. Oh yeah. Me and my friend, we have got one coupon, so we think, oh, two for, we didn't read all of them, we call on the wrong day, Monday. They say, oh, it's Tuesday, two for Tuesday, not two for Monday. Kalde deva kun, you know, deva tamji yung duma, deva tamji yung bana shud deva tamji. If you want all the happiness, abandon all the desire. If you manage to abandon all the desire, you achieve best of the best happiness. Deva tamji yung bana shud deva tamji. Chok, best, best of the best. Deva tamji, then you will achieve best of the best happiness. Something to think about. You know, saying, oh, if you want all the happiness, buy everything, go shopping, you know, get bigger, you know, not like, it's not saying that, it's saying something different, something totally different, you know. The Bhagavad Gita says, chisi deve jenta was, chisi deve jenta was, how you say in English. Chasing desire, chisi deve jenta was. As long as you are chasing desire, you will be never satisfied. Make sense? As long as you are chasing desire, you are not going to be content, or you are not going to be satisfied. Chisi deve jentawa ti pardongon minjus. Tela kanda sherab chiso, doje teta simbatus. Other way around, if you chase wisdom, there is good possibility you may attain contentment or satisfactions if you chase wisdom. How we are doing? We are not going to be content by desire. Ngom means content, satisfied. We are not going to be satisfied by desires. Something to think about. You are going to be content or satisfied by wisdom. By wisdom. So now, talking about wisdoms, there's no three different types of wisdoms. Wisdom by reading or talking, having discussions with other people, talking, you know, like or discussions, or hearing something, you know, from somebody, or tujum sharab. There's the first wisdom generated by that, you know. Instead, tujum sharab, tujum means usually hear. Well, when you hear something, then you generate one wisdom. That's called tujum sharab. Wisdom generated by hearing, or maybe reading, or maybe, you know, discussing, or tujum sharab. Samjum sharab. So then wisdom generated by thinking. What you heard, what you read, what you discuss. Better, you know, samjum sharab. Now that wisdom generated by, you know, like, has a reflecting on the meaning of the word that you hear, what did you read, something sharab. Gomjung sharab, now thinking deep. That means wisdom generated by meditations. You are meditating on something that you read. Could be precious human life, could be law of causality, could be impermanent, could be compassion, bodhicitta, emptiness. That you read, you thought about that, now you are thinking, you know, you are thinking. Next 10 minutes, you are just thinking about conversion or emptiness, that's called, then the wisdom generated by that called Gumjung Sharam. So then with those wisdom, contentment, satisfactions will be achieved. That's what it means. Okay, Sharap Jindi Ngombe is not just content, then you will be happier. Sharap Jindi Ngombe means someone who's been content by wisdom, someone who's been content by wisdom, Sibi Ongdu Minjurus, those people is not going to be carried out by all these mundane complications. Even though their life is like part of the, from Buddhist point of view, what you call samsara, that means world, all this world, complicated world. So that person who's be contained by wisdom, more likely that person is not going to be carried out by those complications, because that person has wisdom. That person know how to handle, how to react, so because that person is contained by wisdom. Does it make sense? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm not making sense, then please raise your hand, so then I will speak Tibetan. Then there's no doubt, it will make sense in Tibetan, definitely. Then Papa Tome, that's like Indian master called Asanga, Asanga, that's his name, Papa Tome. Papa means Arya Asanga, Arya Asanga saying, then Sherabji Tsova, Chuju Longjebe Devan, Sadhuda Pumeda, Lukas Devan, Longjebe Devali, Emidoshi. So, the feeling that generated by wisdom, the feeling, good feeling. Sherabji Tsova, Chuju Longjebe Devanija. That happiness mainly, like generated by engaging into some kind of spiritual practice. Sadungdang, Pumeja, Sadu means, Sam is eat, eatable things. So you get some kind of happiness, especially like eating like warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. You get some happiness there, but not like temporary. That's temporary. Sa tung, drinking. What you call during the Christmas time, like eggnog. Drinking eggnog, little bit have there. If you drink too much, then happiness will be gone. Sa tung je bume the lugas. So then, don't need to say, but all kind of temporary what we level or pleasure or happiness, by eating, by drinking, then hanging out with the woman, so then for me to look at, so it's not criticizing, it's just saying the truth. We do get happiness here, there, all doing all of that, singing, dancing, all of that. But itself is not positive, it's not negative, it's just neutral. That's what people do, It's not, but should not be full that you are going to be 100% content or satisfactions by doing those things. No. If you're really looking for true happiness, then that's liberation, So here, what this text is explaining, different between, if you follow desire, more likely you are not going to be content. If you follow wisdom, there's another way you can be happy, you can generate satisfaction, contentment, not necessarily rely on food or drink or music, but that doesn't mean you cannot enjoy. You can enjoy them, but the thing deep down, the thing that is not going to satisfy you 100%. There's something you can enjoy, of course. music is wonderful things. You know, music carries a lot of good message. You know, it's also like part of the sound offerings. You know, when you listen to music, when you play music, if you think the sound offering, a lot of people be, you know, a lot of nice music. It's not a criticizing those things. Oh, for me, the look of the devil, any happiness generated by wisdom, you know, wisdom is not, there's no compression. Compression from mundane, what we call happiness, pleasures, you can't compare it because this is much better. Because this is generated by wisdom, by thinking. No, by thinking. Okay, make sense? Huh? Am I being okay? Well, somebody asked question, anybody speak Tibetan, please? Please help me to translate. You are saying, okay, the happiness that generated by wisdom, then happiness that generated by, you know, doing those eating, drinking. So here the saying, happiness that generated by wisdom is much, much better. It's not like there's no comparisons. So now the question being raised, how that can be possible?
How is that possible?
Yeah, How is that possible? So now explanations. Sadhu Sola Chibi Devani Lutava Chavamimbas. Any pleasure that generated by eating, drinking something is not pervade. It doesn't pervade all our bodies. It doesn't pervade, you know. Eating chocolate chip cookie is just here. I don't think that hand is going to be very happy. Because you eat chocolate chip cookie, the hand is going to dance. It's not like that. It's just here, somewhere, maybe a little here. I'm not sure where, here or here. Sadung Sola Chibi Devani Lutata Chibi. Lu means body. Tata means every part of the body. That kind of pleasure is not pervade by all part of the body. There's one, as far as I know. Lutata Chibi means that Chiru Di Chela Rale Vinandu Minjus is heavily depending on external object, you know. Therefore, it won't come whenever you need it. Eating like chocolate, hot chocolate chip cookies, that pleasure, it will be not there if you don't find chocolate chip cookie. It's heavily rely on chocolate chip cookie. If you get a little bit late in the whole food, it's all gone. So that now pleasure is not there, it's all gone. You know, some old people already bought that. That's gone. Heavily rely on external object. In this case, you know, chocolate chip cookie. Shiruji chela ralebe namdedu minjuyas. It won't be there whenever you need it because it's heavily rely on external object. Zengava is temporary. It said that therefore is temporary. It's temporary. Zengava, Zengava. Kamsum jan eva bimbasanje. Come the three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, the three realms. The realm that we live in is called desire realm. So, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. So, so this kind of, this kind of like Chiro, pleasure or whatever you call pleasure or happiness generated by eating or drinking, that kind of pleasure is not in the all three realms. Because form realm, formless realm, they don't eat. There's no drinking, there's no eating, there's no gross food. They eat, they are like, you know, like, when you talk about food, there are three types of food. It's not here, I'm just elaborating. There's the food that we enjoy, fruit or something touchable. Same base, that means like mental food. You don't have to eat, but just knowing that you have chocolate chip cookie in your refrigerator, you don't need to eat that. Make sense? No. Just having a thought, oh, I have like tons of chocolate cookie in my refrigerator. So that, you know, kind of satisfy, you don't have to eat. So the stories go like that, in Tibet, you know, like when there's like starvation. One father put some dirt in the red in the cloth, piece of cloth, hang on the ceiling. He has about three kids. There's no food. So everyone's starving. So then father keep telling them, oh, we have sambar. Sambar means like Tibetan roasted barley flour. Roasted barley. Keep telling them, oh, we have sambar there. So just having a thought that we have sambar, tells, you know, they live long life. So that's called living on mental food. You don't have to eat. Thing is, we say, so then the last one, the best one, so the food of concentration. Concentrations, when you train yourself to concentrate, you know, concentrate one single object, concentrate, when you become so good, if your concentration, if your, if the power of concentration be developed, like immensely developed, so you don't need to eat anything, you know, you just, that generate some kind of energy, you can live on that. You don't need to eat anything, you know, you can live on that. It's hard to believe, but everybody eats, we all eat. It's hard to believe, but you know, because so much joy has been generated by this single-pointed concentrations, called things they say, the food of concentrations. Form realm, formless realm, they have no gross food, they don't have gross food. So therefore, happiness generated by, pleasure generated by gross food. Gross, not like in the sense it's disgusting. Gross.
Tangible.
Tangible food. There's no tangible food there. So they don't have, because any happiness generated by tangible food is not in all the realms. It's only in the desire realm, it's not in the form realm, it's not in the formless realm. Form realm, formless realm, they live on food of concentration, they don't eat. They, you know, when you're born there, only where you're born there, when you concentrate, when you do like single-pointed meditations, they create the cause to be born in form realms. So we need you born there, you know, you, everything is different, everything is different, you know, everything is different. It's like different than much, much subtler compared to desire realms. So the one way to be born, then you are, some people are get sick of all this gross thing, desire realm. So that's, then they are thinking about the drawback of there, that's one way to be born in form realm. When they're born there, food is going to be different, morning, evening, it's all going to be different. And, I don't want to get into detail, but you know, you can read, if you are interested, you can read Abhidharma Kosha, Treasury of Knowledge, chapter number 3. There's a detailed explanation how you define morning, evening, size of the body, lifespan, what they eat, you know, how they interact with each other, all of them in chapter number 3, okay? Sadhu Sula Lojibe, the one that chapter is not like trivial all the world, it's not in the, you know, it doesn't become, it doesn't come whenever you need it, it's not in the all realms. She probably not of a Nimbaji, when you finish eating chocolate chip cookie, that pleasure is now gone. It only starts when you're eating, so then it lasts there, maybe, I'm not sure, some people, they eat very slowly. They, like, every single bite has some meaning. It's slow, some people, they just eat very fast, and also, I'm not sure, don't you say what you, no, then after it's finished, dollars of a ginger never. People who don't like, you know, they, somebody can steal your chocolate chip cookies, you know. It can be stolen, it can be stolen, then it can be, you know, eaten by anything, you know. When it, when the object is gone, there will be no pleasure or happiness. Dallas of Jinju Nivaja, Sekhi Machetu Nivaja. So then from the Buddhist point of view, that kind of pleasure you cannot carry on with you after this life. Then the Tashima Shoma Nivaja. You are like never going to be content or satisfied simply, because I really enjoy chocolate chip cookies, I really like that, but you are not going to be fulfilled just by eating that chocolate chip cookie again and again. So if you eat one today, or maybe next week you want to eat one too, it's not like, no, it's not going to be content. Make sense? Yeah, so but just by eating that. So then, it brings a lot of complications, of course. If you are not able to let it go, so when you go to India or Nepal, there's no whole food. So then, there's your like craving for chocolate chip cookie, there's no chocolate chip cookie. So there's the first complications when you get there. So there's another complication, you drive all the way to whole food, it's all gone. What do you do? Like that. Then if you get one that's kind of like old, you know, there's all kinds of complications that come with the chocolate chip cookie, so it's not just all wonderful. All kind of, they bring all kind of complications. They need to be, there was no dungashima, they mean that also. It's just called happiness because it feels good. When you scratch the scab, it feels good. You call that happiness. Actually, it's not really happiness. It's just, you are just temporary relief by that itching. But that's not really happiness. Like that. So that's all. Just want to share that with you. So then, based on that, so what do you think what I just read, what do you think? So then maybe based on that, if you want to contribute, please do. So well, of course, we all can get together here every Sunday, so I believe, are we all looking for happiness? So, you know, if that's the case, so then this is probably something to think about, okay? Yeah, so anybody want to say something? Without pressure, no pressure. If you say something, it will benefit all the people, yeah, it will benefit.
I'll go ahead and start.
Or maybe we can divide group, small group. So then, what do you think? Maybe divide a small group, then you know, we have plenty of time. So maybe we have 40 minutes. So maybe people feel more comfortable talking in the group. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, maybe divide a small group, probably that's better. You know?
I'm sorry, I'm not a public speaker or anything, so I'm pretty much sweating inside. Yes. No judging here, no judging. Pretty much we talked about the fact that, well, for my personal example was, well, for temporary happiness is my closet. For me, shopping has always been my temporary happiness, but I think we pretty much solved the world, our group, but I would say that we kind of went with, you know, what truly is happiness is what we get from here and paying it forward. I used an example of yesterday. My husband and I took our son to the park. And we went to the park, and there was a birthday party there of people we didn't know, but they were so kind and so caring, and just gave my son a cupcake, a goodie bag, just introduced us to their family. And, you know, it was the nicest thing I've experienced in a long time. And it reminded me how much I want to give that feeling I had yesterday to another person. And I feel like that is genuinely true happiness, is the fact that we can pay it forward. And we have this body, we have this human form, and we can do this. And we just have to act on it.
Well, I just wanted to piggyback off of that, talking about the that family giving your son a cupcake, which is the fact that kindness is contagious, you know, in the same way that negativity can be contagious. If you're mean to somebody, you're rude to somebody, they're going to be in a bad mood, so they're probably going to snap at somebody else, and then they're going to be in a bad mood, and it's just like a ripple that just spreads. But on the other hand, probably one of the coolest things that I have ever seen is when I was working at a coffee shop in college, and there was a I was working at the drive-through window, and a lady came through. She paid for her order, and then she gave me a $10 bill and said, you know, pay for the car behind me. And the next car that came up, I was like, yo, the lady in front of you paid for it. The guy looked like he was gonna cry, and he gave me $5 and was like, pay for the car behind me. And it was so cool. We started keeping a tally on these cars, and we got to like 26 or 27 cars where it was the person who had that initial, really? response, and then they would give us money to pay for the car behind them. And it just, that means that ripple thing that I said before, those 27, 28 people had this random act of kindness, and I guarantee you that they went out in a better mood, and they were probably kinder to another 27 or 28 people. So instead of, you know, people being in a bad mood and spreading negativity over something as simple as having somebody pay for their muffin in the morning, I bet you they went to work and they were nicer to their coworkers, and, you know, they were nicer to their kids, and just that such, it doesn't take much. I mean, I bet you that cupcake that those people gave to your kid, I bet that made his day. So it's just a small acts of kindness. I just think that is such a good investment in not only that person's happiness, but whoever they come into contact with next.
I'm not a speaker, but I'm going to try to make a point. It's like to attain liberation and happiness, you have to let go of every bodily need. And society puts us in a position where everything is attainable, everything is achievable, but spirituality is something that you have to accomplish. And to be able to meditate and achieve that liberation, it takes you to give up everything. Give up everything that you normally do, because a cookie is just a metaphor. It's just a way of trying to explain something that is far beyond our comprehension. And to understand what we need in order to achieve that, it's, I think, what we are here for. And it's a educational process where we every day continue living in a life where we have to draw the line where is something that I need as a human flesh, a human body, and where is the physical and emotional gain that I have in my spirituality. And I think that's what I think about all this. Thank you.
Thank you. What I learned today is that when I focus on my desires, I have a tendency to think of all the things I've done in the past, all the things I need to do in the future to attain my desire. And my focus leaves my present moment. And I lose track of all the gratitude and peace I have, or things I have in the present moment that I could be grateful for. And I lose a lot of peace over what I desire.
Hello. I think one of the greatest ways to happiness is giving of yourself to others. I get the most satisfaction out of that, knowing that I'm making a small difference in someone's life.
That's it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, last one. First, we talk about going for cookies after this. But yeah, we had a very good conversation. We talk about a lot about desire and how the desire, why when we think, when we get the things that we desire, we are not happy, and it's because we have sometimes high expectations, and we realize that those expectations are not fulfilled, so we want something else, and we just keep kicking the ball of desire and never get that feeling of completion. So yeah, we talk about also how sometimes when we get what we desire pretty often, maybe we stop enjoying it as well, because we get it so often that we just stop enjoying the initial high that we feel when we have that, whatever it is, clothes, cars, or whatever. So yeah, that was it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, each one of you. Thank you very much. So I will say maybe take about 2 minutes. I'm going to say some prayers, okay? Some prayers for your health. also some mantras. Basically, it's all mantras, okay? Some of them also like for your long, happy, healthy life, okay? Some of them... just hearing the mantra will prevent from untimely death, such as accidents, you know. So there's a couple of mantras I'm going to say, and some of them also for your health benefit. So maybe eventually, maybe after the retreat, so then I'll think about maybe I will lead some kind of healing meditations Sunday morning, so with the visualizations, so we can do together some kind of healing meditations, okay? So just today I'm just going to say some mantras, okay, no? Jidhira beto wa sabha me tumi java ma lo jidhira ma gubya dunga java nam jidhira san de sabha me la cha cha lam namo bangga wa de abara mi da ayin jana subo ne se de tu do lan zaya ta da ga da ya abha ha de sam ya sam buddha ya te adam bu ne bu ne ma ha bu ne abara mi da bu ne abara mi da bu ne jana zama ru ha zada oma zawa zama kara pare shi de dama de ganga na sam ga de sabha wa bishu de ma ha no ya bale wa le suwa Om namo bhagavate abharamita ayujana subhani siddha tundaranthaya tadangataya arahate samyasambhutaya teyatamanimane mahamane abharamita punayajana sambharavasite omasavasamakara parishite dhammate gangana samkante sambhavabhishite mahanaya parivariyasu Om namo bhagavate abharamita ayujana subhani siddha tundaranthaya tadangataya arahate samyasambhutaya teyatamanimane mahamane abharamita punayajana Sambhara vasite oma savasa makara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhavabhishite mahanaya parivariya suva Timichive samatumana thiyemela sabhamika gusseva tunne shidabhadite chumirite nidhatabhari Sakavkundva sabhamika nidhijinjimusun tibete jayangavela rati nidhi kishyatam yandubho machuruchi Just for your long, healthy, happy life The second mantra will prevent untimely death, just hearing the mantra. Okay. Say for Bosomana, So that was, this one, the mantra of compassion, just hearing the mantra will help you to develop compassion. So, Namo Ratna Tayaya Namo Ayajana Sagara Birutana Chuwananda Tataka Arhade Samya Sambuddha Namasavata Dangada Arhade Samya Sambuddha Namo Ayawa Lokiti Sharaya Bodhisattva Mahasattva Mahakarunivaya Teyata Om Dara Dara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Vidya Salesana Tatana Tatana Kusumi Kusumi Vana Ili Milisa Dizala Abhanaya Suva Namo Ratna Tayaya Namo Ayajana Sagara Birutana Chuwananda Tataka Arhade Samya Sambuddha Namasavata Dangada So now the second one is like for your health. And please, if you can visualize, your whole body is covered by dark, bright blue light. Okay, dark, bright blue light. If you can visualize, your whole body is covered by dark, bright blue light, so symbolize all the healing energies. Okay, so then while I'm reciting the mantra, just visualize that nectar flows from all directions. So fill with your body and purify all the sicknesses, mental difficulties. Okay, while I'm reciting the mantra. So. Tambara 就那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个人，那个 근데 Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, so now the decision.
Okay, so we'll do the dedication from Master Shantideva on page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, and it's just on the back sheet of the prayers we did at the start in the White Prayer Book. Page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. If you just turn back one page, we'll do the long life prayers. We'll start with the prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And on 245, the long life prayer for Khenpo Rinpoche. The one who masters speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Mawatari. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. And then back to 244 for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's prayer. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjinas victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Om
Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
I just want to say, it's okay, I just want to say a few words. Okay, it won't be 20 minutes, it will be only minute 10. So, thank you very much for each one of you who contributed to your wonderful discussions. So, kindness, and that's the answer, kindness, you know. So, I see kindness as a horse. So, we need to learn how to ride that horse. That horse will lead you to happiness. Not just that. That also horse will eliminate all the sadness, depressions, feeling heavy in your heart. That horse is capable to eliminate all of that. So then not just that, that horse will bring you to happiness. So then if we have mind, why we feel discouraged to ride that horse? So with that I would like to say, very happy, have a nice weekend with that heavy horse, kindness. You know? So then, you know, on the other hand, ill feel, unkind heart, self-centered ego, another type of horse been riding, not really bring to happiness. Happiness leads to more complications, more problems. So need to think. Need to think now. Think again. So which horse that I would like to ride more throughout the day? If you manage to ride kindness, that horse more throughout the day, it brings more happiness. Then you know other horse, you know. So since from the birth, we've been riding on that horse, my way, our highway. You know, it's everything has about me. So that kind of horse will probably brings to like it gets kind of complicated. All everything is kind of complicated. You know, being kind is being right, and being kind is much, much better. You know, if you be kind, you be right all the time. If you can, you know, so that's, I remember someone reading like, if you have choose to between right and kind, choose to be right, not right, to be kind. Sorry. so then, you know, so anyway, I just want to say, have a nice weekend with, you know, that. Have kind heart.
I hate to follow that with some mundane things. As you all know, or you may not know, Lama Zopa Rinpoche is coming. He's going to be here next Saturday, and there are some, and then he's going to go up to the 2-week retreat in Black Mountain, and so there's some volunteer opportunities. We're going to be, as soon as we're finished here, we're going to be packing up some of the items on the altar and getting ready for that to go up. We also need people to help pack the truck on Thursday and to help unload the truck in 3 weeks here in the evening. And now I have something a little more fun to talk about. We are celebrating throughout this year our 25 years of the official existence of the Kadampa Center. And this retreat that's coming up is really one of the signature events that we've had during our lifetime. And we were very lucky. This wasn't our idea. This came from our wonderful teacher, Lama Zopa Rinpoche. He had come here in 2008 to bless this building and to give teachings as well. And at the end of his visit, he asked us to host a retreat where he would teach on Lama Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And this would be happening every year over the course of 5 years. It hasn't happened quite the way that we had expected, but the first retreat happened 1 year later, and that was thanks to a lot of great guidance and planning and work by Venerable Tenrin and Julie Jones, who were then our co-SPCs, and Sarah Brooks, who was an assistant spiritual programs coordinator. So they got a lot done in a very short time. And, of course, our wonderful little Gampa here was too small to host 200-plus people, and we couldn't find any place in Raleigh, but we've got a really beautiful place up in the mountains in Black Mountain. We had our second and third retreats in 2010 and 2014, and it's all been really quite wonderful, and we're hoping that we'll have many more to come. Today we're not celebrating our 25th year with a party, except our little packing party in the Gampa afterwards, but we do have a little teeny tiny taste of a teaching by Lama Zopa Rinpoche to share with you. Go, Jill. So that's the bliss of wisdom, and you'll have a chance to hear some of that this coming Saturday. He'll be teaching at 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and then there'll be a little break with food here if you need some little snacks. And then he'll be back at 3 o'clock for Guru Puja. So please enjoy that. Thank you.